You on this Monday morning that's only going to get colder, and the week's only going to get colder, and we're reminded it's winter, and just not a winter fan. Just not.
For those of you who'd like to have something summery to think about,
yes.
We do have baseball on KMAN.
From Florida.
Scheduled at 10:30, but just got information from John Kurtz, who's there to cover the game, that there may be a rain delay.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what the temperature was there earlier, or from the weekend, but probably much better than what it is in Manhattan.
I'm pretty sure it was pretty good, judging by some of the snaps I got from John.
Right.
Of the beach.
So, but anyway, from the beach.
Yeah. I've been... when he's been doing that, by the way, when he's sending me a picture of this beautiful, pristine beach with the sun on the waves and the sands, I just, I went outside our parking lot and I just snapped him a picture of our parking lot.
Okay.
Or just across my street while my car was parked by the trash can.
Because it's just not quite the same as living life on the beach. Those sports guys,
Living
the dream.
Living the dream. Oh, man. Well, we're going to close things out. We got about just 6 minutes left in the program. So if we do have any thoughts, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Earlier in the first half of the show, we had some of the cast members from the Columbian College presentation and production.
Columbian
Did
Theater.
I say college?
You said college.
What day is it? It's Monday, right?
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning. Oklahoma. That's going to be the production going in. And the segment before, I kind of talked about the events, the headlines, especially out of Parkland and that school shooting, and really the angle of what it has to do with the millennial generation and the organization they're taking place. And do have another phone call. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, it's interesting your comments here and these suits down in Florida. And it's just a tragedy, but no doubt about it. I mean, but we're blaming inanimate objects here for the problem instead of blaming the individuals. Why is it that in Israel there's never been any school shootings? I'll tell you why. Because there's people in that classroom or in that school that are concealed carry. Nobody knows who they are. And the schools are locked. Nobody can get in there. Why is anybody getting into a school during this classroom day, during the class? Why can anybody get in there? That school down in Parkland, Florida was not unlocked. It was locked. Was not locked, by the way. Another thing, let me say this. You look at a lot of these students, and bless their hearts, why are we going around texting all the time and got earphones in our ears and not even paying attention to what the devil's going on around us? I mean, and I can say that about my older generation. People aren't paying attention. If you start paying attention, you might see something wrong, and maybe you'd say something about it. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Did we have one more, Dave? Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Sounds like the previous caller likes to blame the victim. I'm really proud of the students in Florida that want to organize and take charge, because the older generation has been in charge and they have grievously failed. They, as the young lady said, it's all about that I want to have my gun and I don't really care what happens to other people, and if they're collateral damage, oh well, that's just the way it is. And we have tried it the way of the older generation, and I have a son your age, and every time this happens, we get the same old stuff that the politicians say, thoughts and prayers, blah, 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 oh, we can't do anything about it, and nothing happens. And if women didn't take to the streets and demand their women's suffrage, nothing would have changed. If black people hadn't taken to the streets and demanded that they get the vote, they wouldn't have gotten it. If Native Americans hadn't made people uncomfortable and demanded that they be treated as full citizens, they wouldn't have gotten their thoughts heard. It's very uncomfortable for white males to, because they've had privilege for so long, for them to hear they're getting crowded out of their place. And that's just the way it is. They've had privilege for so long, they don't want to hear anything different than the way things are. But there are a lot of other people, and including us women, who have not had rights all of our lives, and it's been good for them to share with the universe, with the rest of us people. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that call. And another thing that I think we do have one more call, and caller, before I put you on air, one thing I also wanted to get to in this segment was talk about mental health. You've heard that been talked about a lot with this, and everybody seems to be on board with supporting mental health initiatives. But the problem is, you hear the talk, but when it comes to the funding, we're not seeing it. And the president's latest budget proposal, there's a slash of about $665 million for substance abuse and mental and the Mental Health Administration by about $665 million. We've seen about $20 million in cuts since 2007 here in the state of Kansas. So if folks are going to be about mental health and wanting to champion that, they need to fund it. Caller, your thoughts? You just got a couple minutes.
Yes, we need to pay attention to the blessings that we have, like the K-Man show here. And I spent 50 years down there in Coral Springs and went out to the beach 6 times in 50 years. And we need to pay attention to the blessings we have in our life every day. Thank you.
Thank you. You know what? That's probably a pretty good call to end on, as we only got about a minute left. Again, if you missed any of this in focus a little bit later today, we'll have it on demand on our website at newsradiokman.com. Just click the on demand tab. Just go down to in focus. You can get caught up for as long as we've archived them. And that's true with a lot of our shows, including The Game. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Brady, thank you much. Tomorrow, City Commission, City Manager, Ron Fear, Mayor Littlebors.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay, just double check it. There may be a delay in K-State baseball. We're keeping our eyes on that. John Kurtz from News Radio KMAN Sports Guy is down there to deliver the game, the broadcast of the game. Scheduled at least for now at 10:30. If there is a delay, we'll just continue with our regular programming of Clark Howard and Rush Limbaugh until that game is able to be played. It's now 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. K-M-A-N. Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kaith, and the couple that provided a home for the accused Florida school shooter says they never saw the kind of behavior others have described. And James...